T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Time now for Tangway and Hart. It's Gary Tangway and Andy Hart on WEEI.
I'm more concerned about Bill Belichick's future in New England than I am Mac Jones' future in New England.
Why? Wow. Why? Why?
Because I see a coach who was a perfectionist, who did everything right all those years, who was untouchable, and I see him getting lazy late in his career. I see him making moves that don't remind me of Bill Belichick. And everybody wants to compare Bill Belichick and Nick Saban. There's a difference. Nick Saban has never changed. The money, the championships, he's still the same guy he was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Bill Belichick's not.
Paul Feinbaum right there from ESPN. I think he's right. I think he has a point. Because I think when Brady left, Bill Belichick got lazy. I think that Belichick thought that Brady was going to come back, come crawling back, take the $15 million, and he was unprepared. I completely do.
But how's he changed?
Because that's not unlike him. For him to be unprepared like that, so I do think he got a little lazy. Yeah, I do. Now, I think he's getting it back. I think he made a huge mistake. He got lazy. He presumed Brady was going to come back, and now he's trying to play catch-up, and he has caught up. I think he has caught up, but there's no doubt that he took his eye off the fastball. I mean, come on, Belichick used to make an issue like COVID or a shortened season would turn that into an advantage. He turned it into an excuse.
Oh, I think he took advantage of it last year. I think he brought his team together. I think his team stunk. I think that was the issue.
Yeah, but
I think that was a 3-win team that he willed to 7.
Fine, as the coach, but I think the general manager took his eye off the ball.
Okay. He put the team together. So if they stunk, you're right. He takes some of the.
I've never questioned Belichick as a coach. I think he's the greatest coach in any sport of all time. Yeah, I think you can put him above Phil Jackson, Red O'Back, all those guys.
I wouldn't have Phil Jackson in any conversation. So.
Well, of course you wouldn't. You got to. He had great players.
He had great players. Exactly.
And so did
he
Bill.
He made sure he had great players.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going with his great players, he said.
And Red had great players. So, to be a legendary coach, you have to have great players. Period.
True. That is true. That is 100%.
So I don't want to get on the
Phil. We don't need to. That's a different story for a different day.
617-779-7937. Tangway at Hart. Sports Radio WEEI. Red Sox baseball. They take on the Rangers. First pitch, 235, 135. We got the pregame. So I think that Bill did get lazy. Yes. Feinbaum, there's definitely something there. I still think, having Steve as his son, the defensive coordinator, is just a bad look. I don't think he's going to be the head coach. But the whole thing, it was just kind of like, the way they brought in Cam Newton, the way Brady went and won a Super Bowl somewhere else, the way he just kind of blew Brady off and doesn't give him his due. I think Bill got arrogant and it bit him in the ass. And I think Feinbaum is absolutely right. Now, did he learn his lesson? I think he did.
See, this is interesting to me. First of all, Bill's been arrogant since Cleveland, since New York,
but never unprepared.
And I don't know that he was unprepared. He made a mistake.
How can
he misread the room, potentially. I was in the same boat. I thought Tom Brady was a sucker, just like Bill thought he was a sucker and was going to come crawling back, right? Go see Robert, and we've worked out a deal.
Right,
and
so you were both wrong.
Blah, blah, blah. So we were both wrong. It happens. Geniuses are wrong every once in a while.
Yeah. No, they're not. That's why they're geniuses.
But I don't know that he's gotten lazy. And do you remember last year that in October, November, Pat McAfee, who has become like this new age multimedia star,
kind of
the be-all, end-all, everything.
Right.
I don't know if you noticed this week that Pat McAfee had Daniel Jeremiah on, and Jeremiah made a comment about Fields or Lance or one of them, and it changed all the betting odds for the draft. Like, that's how powerful Pat McAfee's show and his, mm-hmm. Okay. Pat McAfee said it looked like Bill Belichick had checked out last fall.
Right.
Checked out.
Right.
And now you have somebody who said he's gotten lazy. Is it true, or are we taking pot shots, or, like, is there credibility in these comments?
Well, I think it's a fair observation.
Because they're, that's a damning comment. Bill Belichick, quote-unquote, checked out. There's a lot of things you can accuse him of, arrogant, disrespect, whatever, make mistakes. But to say he checked out, like he wasn't engaged with the program anymore, I don't really believe that, and I don't believe he got lazy. I think he's made mistakes. I think he is, it's very simple. You stay in jobs long enough, you make mistakes. Even the best ones make all. Tom Brady, well, he had four fingers, right? He held up. He didn't know what down it was. Was he lazy? Did he check out? Or did he make a mistake?
Okay, that's
I'm wondering
play.
If Bill Belichick is checked out.
Checked out.
It's a fair observation, and the evidence is there.
Is it? Or did he not have a quarterback?
But he didn't have a quarterback because he just assumed that this guy was coming back. They had no plan. I mean, they had no plan. They didn't even attempt to have a plan following Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, they did. His name's Jarrett Stidham. They drafted a
was
guy.
Was it really? Like, was it? I mean, look, they should have gone higher in the draft.
So do I disregard all the comments that he was a first-round talent, that the system at Auburn held him back and the talent around him? I mean, is it impossible to believe they drafted Jarrett Stidham
to
play?
Well, I think that Bill Belichick is a desperate guy right now. That I believe. 617-779-7937. Belichick lazy?
You know, he certainly didn't act like a desperate guy. Guys don't sit and wait at 15 for the last remaining quarterback. That does not smell like desperation. That smells like a man that, A, doesn't care. You could say he's checked out. Or B, as you said earlier, he read it perfectly. He knew he was getting Mac Jones at 15. He didn't have to be desperate and trade up to 11.
You don't think Bill Belichick is desperate to get back in the game, to get back to the Super Bowl at the age of 69 when Tom Brady in Tampa is winning rings? You don't think he's desperate?
Why did he not trade up? Because that was not the actions of a desperate man.
Because I think he was smart. Because
you Eric Church song?
You could still, man, maybe. You could still be smart, but you don't have to be desperate. I'm talking about this guy. I do think that Belichick is reengaged. I do think you can make the argument that he wasn't, that when Brady left and he had Cam Newton and the whole COVID thing, I don't know if he was engaged.
Yeah, I don't.
In the offseason, he didn't appear to be. I mean, maybe he just threw away the season.
What offseason? He got Cam in July. The offseason was over. Like, he was already, they were on to the next season. They were on to 2020.
Right. I mean, look, I always think he's engaged in the gameplay, but you take a look at that roster, and he was talking about the cap. I mean, he basically, from a roster perspective, from a personal perspective, last year he threw away the year.
To some degree.
He
and he
did.
Told us that.
Yeah,
he told
I mean,
us that they were resetting the salary cap.
We sold out.
Which now, he lied because they didn't sell out. He made mistakes.
But Belichick has never, ever made excuses. We saw dents in the armor. We saw
he also never lost. That's what I think of the common divide is.
Well, that too, but excuses. We saw vulnerability in Bill Belichick. We saw him say, you know, hey, what, six championships isn't going to do it. You know, look at what we've done in the past. Salary cap, excuse. And I wish I had never seen it. Like, I hate the fact that the Patriots put out a video with Bill Belichick saying, are we all good here?
I agree.
I hate it.
You know what it reminds me of?
I hate. Oh, wait a minute. Do we have another one? Do we have another? Who's Bill asking this time? Who's Bill
asking? Good with that.
It was horrible.
That's a good one.
That was mine.
That's a good one. Okay, apparently Robert not on board. Robert didn't make this selection as you proposed earlier.
Let's hear it again. In case it was real quick, Bill was asking, who else did he ask?
We good with that.
It was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, right, you know, Kraft, I guess.
Wow, I thought Kraft might like Mac
I
Jones.
He'd be on board with that.
Earlier in the video, he said, Mac, we love you as a person. We're hearing good things about you as a person.
Yeah, I think he would be completely on
but
board.
But you know what?
That.
You know what Bill became last year?
What's
in my
that?
Mind? You're a movie guy, so I know you like movie references. You probably don't like this movie because I'm one of the few people that love this movie. Rocky IV. When Dolph Lundgren's character.
I think it's kind
when
of
he breaks
a joke.
Him,
it's a joke.
When
it's
he breaks him and he realizes he's not a machine. Belichick was a machine forever, right? Dolph Lundgren was a machine. All the workout video, injections.
Kind of like when he's asking people, you know.
Yeah, Drago was a machine.
Are we good with that?
Ivan Drago was a machine.
He was a machine.
But then you learned even the machine could be broken. And Rocky broke the machine. The excuse making of Belichick last year, that felt a little bit like Ivan Drago when he realized he's not a machine.
All right, let's go to Rick. Rick, you're up with Tagway and Hart, Sports Radio WEEI. What's on your mind?
I'm going to come to Bill's defense on this one.
Calling him lazy and desperate is an insult. Are you kidding me? Last season was a throwaway season. It was the COVID ball, okay? Brady can have his phantom fake seventh ring if he wants to. It didn't matter. We had 10 opt-outs. It's ridiculous. He threw away the season. He signed Cam Cheek, and he didn't care last year. I'll be the first one to tell you. Now he's back. He's going to go ground and pound. He's drafting big. He's going to go old school on these people. And remind everyone what old school football is really like. So,
yeah. Rick, you're agreeing. Yeah, but Rick, like, I don't.
You know we didn't call it, right?
I mean, Rick, you just agreed with us. I just
called him desperate. I heard you.
Oh, he called him desperate. Yeah,
I called him. Oh, there's no question. He was desperate.
But I also think checked out and you just said it was a throwaway season are the same thing. Like, he didn't try last year.
It was a throwaway season. The season was a joke.
Okay.
Right.
Because he chose to make it
How convenient that is. The one year he doesn't win. That didn't count. Matt Light said that on the Greg Hill Show. This isn't a real year.
It doesn't count. I didn't care who won it last year.
I know you didn't because your team didn't. If the Patriots had won, you wouldn't have said it didn't count.
So I did not.
Yes, I know. I know, Rick. I can tell. I've dealt with you many times. I work with Fitzy.
Okay, Rick.
I am not a hypocrite.
So you're telling me, Rick, that Tom Brady's Super Bowl doesn't count?
Not in my eyes.
Oh, God, Rick. Not Rick's eyes.
Neither does Tampa Stanley Cup. How's that sound?
Oh, my God.
So LeBron, he doesn't get a ring either. I'm on board with that one.
I haven't watched the NBA since Larry Bird retired.
All right, Rick, thanks for the call.
That's all I need to know. Thanks, Rick.
I like Rick.
You do.
No. Did you hear him, though? He can be crazy, have a strong point with attitude and arrogance and all that, and then giggle at himself at the end of it.
Well, that's kind of what we do here, Andy.
That is. Rick, call back anytime and tell Tangway he's a moron.
I do think that, listen, when you say desperate, that doesn't mean you make bad decisions. People assume that.
Right.
He knew he didn't. He was brilliant in not trading up.
Sure.
To get Justin Fields. He made the right move. But if you don't think that Bill Belichick was spending all of Bob Kraft's money, all right, and restocking the shelves, and at the age of 69, knowing the clock's ticking, and you don't think he's desperate to restore his legacy? Because his legacy is taken ahead.
Oh, his legacy's fine.
Oh, it is
his
not.
Legacy
it is
fine.
Not.
You simple-minded, like, no, recency bias people. He's going. You just said it. He's the greatest coach ever. That's all people are going to ever remember.
That, but
they're
going to
say six Super Bowls, and eight rings, greatest defensive coordinator, Giants, blah, blah, blah. They forget whatever the down. Yeah, Willie Mays stunk at the end, huh? No, he's the greatest player.
It's not the same.
It is the same. We forget the down year. Even if last year leads into this year and it's not great, people will forget it. His legacy is cemented, absolutely cemented. Now, can he buff it up? And I've told you this before, the one best way for him to buff it up is not to win the Super Bowl. It has nothing to... It's to make sure Mac Jones is a franchise QB that is good in New England when Bill's here and good in New England beyond Bill.
You mean when Steve, his son, is coaching?
Whoever it is. Team? Steve. Maybe it's Josh. Maybe it's somebody we've
maybe
never heard
Harry.
Of. Maybe it's Harry. Could be somebody we've never heard of. But the reality is, if Mac Jones is the franchise QB, and franchise QBs in the NFL are now a decade and a half or two decades, right? Like,
yeah.
That's the modern
They're the guy.
Time frame.
They are the guy.
If he... What year is this? 2021.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's say 2035, when you and I are dead and buried. If Mac Jones is the quarterback of the Patriots, then Bill Belichick added something remarkable to his legacy, it cannot be hurt. His legacy is unbreakable.
Oh my God, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. The guy
that's
went
not true. I've said dumber.
Well, that's true. The guy wins six Super Bowls.
Yeah,
with Tom Brady.
Yeah,
Brady leaves.
Yeah,
first year wins a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Belichick goes 7-9.
Phil Jackson did. Phil Jackson Brady. Oh, they got a great team over there. All they need is a quarterback to not throw a pick.
Again,
wait a minute. I can even throw three picks in the NFC title game on the road in Green Bay, and we still win? Holy cherry picking Brady.
That's amazing that you can say something even dumber 30 seconds after saying what you had said, because as we all know, Phil doesn't play the game, and Brady did, and Brady was the final piece. But right. Bill Belichick's legacy took a hit. You want to talk about the cement?
With people there's like
chips
you,
in the cement.
Simple-minded,
no.
Immediacy,
nationwide,
recency bias.
And there's a division in New England. I don't know if you've noticed, Andy, but there is a
AFC
division.
East.
You've got the Brady team, and you've got the Belichick
Brady's
team.
Brady's not here anymore.
No, but there's
Brady's
a lot,
gone.
There's
Can
a
we
lot
forget
of Brady,
about Brady
fans. There's a lot of Brady fans here in New
sure.
England. And there's a lot of people that think that Brady made Belichick. I happen to be one of them.
So
I happen to be one of them.
Okay. So then how do you call him the greatest ever? If you're talking out of both sides of your mouth throughout
no,
the show.
No, because to be the greatest ever coach, you have to have a great player. You do.
Okay.
You have to have a great
so
player.
So did Joe Montana Wait. Make Bill Walsh? Is it always the same?
Oh, yeah.
Every player made the coach.
Oh, yeah.
So there are no great coaches.
No, players.
The great coaches don't win, right?
Great players make great coaches.
So Red Auerbach, not a great coach or GM.
Not without Bill Russell.
No, I don't. Don't give me the rest of the sentence.
No, you
He's
have
not.
To, no,
so there are none. It's always the player.
It starts with the player. I mean, if you're forcing
Paul Brown, not a great coach. Don Shula, not a great coach. And any guy I want to put up there, none of them are great coaches.
I hate Shula, but anyways. If you're forcing me to take your idiotic stance.
You said it. I'm using your own words.
No, you're not.
Using your words.
No, you're not.
It's easy to manipulate your words.
No, you are manipulating my words, and you're not. You're twisting them. If you're asking me that, do great coaches start with the great player? Yes.
Okay.
That is the answer to my question.
I think there are great coaches who, when they don't get the great player, maybe they don't get over the top. Like, I think Andy Reid was a great coach. Did he become a great coach when he got Patrick Mahomes, or was he already a great coach?
When he got the player.
No, he was the same coach.
No,
he went to
not.
Three straight NFC title games. He went to a Super Bowl. His quarterback literally and figuratively vomited on himself, and he couldn't get the ring. So simple-minded people like you could not anoint him a great coach. He was already a great coach.
All right, 617-779-7937. You know the great thing about being simple-minded is your life is just extremely simple, and I'm just very happy right now. It is Tangway and Hart. Sports Radio WEEI, we continue to hear from other people who were asked about advice from Bill Belichick, and we're talking about Mac Jones, as this is the Tagway.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hard edition of Bill Saved His Ass this weekend.
Covering Boston sports and beyond. Tangway and Hart on EEI.
Mac Jones to New England. It's the best pick of this draft. It's the best pick of this draft. Awesome offensive line. Obviously a ton of weapons that they've added. 2 really good tight ends. Pieces on the outside. Dominant run game. And you get to go to Bill Belichick. That's the best pick of the draft so far. This is the best thing. Outside of San Francisco taking you, this is the best thing that could have happened to Mac Jones.
Double ball time.
Look, you know me. I love to bitch and moan. But Orlovsky's right. Dan
Orlovsky's,
I
don't know what
right.
He said, because he changed mid-sentence. Yeah,
he says it's the best pick of the draft.
Is it?
I think it is, because I think it's the best fit.
Would Justin Fields have been the best pick? Like,
I think he meant to say
the end part. Other than San Francisco, this is the best place for Max to land. I agree with that, that it could be a good place for him to land. It was the best pick in the draft? Why? You sat at 15. The 5th best quarterback and the 4th best player from Alabama fell into your lap.
I think Zach Wilson's going to be a disaster. I don't think it's going to work, because I think he's kind of a tool, and the Jets suck. They never get anything right.
He does have an attractive mother, according to the text line.
Yeah, and somebody got in trouble for mentioning that.
Really?
Yeah, no, somebody got in trouble.
Craig Carton.
You can't mention that a kid has an attractive mother?
I think he used other descriptions.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm not going to go any further.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
4-letter.
Acronym?
And his uncle.
That we learned in, Apple Pie movie?
No, it wasn't that.
Oh, it wasn't?
And his uncle owns JetBlue.
American Pie, is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, American Pie. I was thinking of the apple pie when the kids, in the kitchen with the apple pie.
You know, and Trey Lance, we know that that's a project. I think, you get tremendous upside with him. The Jags have a lot of work to do. I think that it is the best pick in the draft, because it automatically takes the Patriots from being a 7-9 team to a contender for the AFC East and a chance to get to the AFC Championship game. I just know football, Andy. I know what I'm talking about, Andrew. Wait a minute. Bill Belichick continues asking other people if they were okay with the pick.
We good with that.
So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway.
That's the best one yet.
Good job, guys. Spaz, Amon, Spaz, good job. That's the best one yet. That is. Run it again. They're quick. I want to hear that one again. Run that one again.
Good with that.
So the best way to get something done, if you hold near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway.
All right, listen.
In case no one, you know, if you don't notice, that's the most powerful man in the free world. That's our president.
But
anyway.
We are not a political show. We had Donald Trump earlier. We made fun of him.
Oh, yeah.
We made fun of Donald Trump. We're making fun of Joe Biden. I don't need any flashbacks.
Why are you getting so defensive? Who gives a rat's ass what people think? And by the way, the texter that said, please have the guts to acknowledge this text. Okay, I acknowledged your text. I don't really know what that means.
That's it?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm glad we waited for that.
Took a lot of guts for me to read that text, Gary.
617-779-7937. Jay, you've been waiting. Jay, you're up on WEEI, Tangway and Hart.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
John.
Super.
Hey, Gary. The question I have is why you think Robert Kraft wouldn't want Deshaun Watson on the team.
Because he's radiation. There's too much. Even if it doesn't go to court, I don't know what's going to happen in a civil court with civil litigation, but there are 22 accusations of sexual assault. There's no way he's touching them. It's not going to happen.
But wouldn't Kraft be hypocritical if he says no to Deshaun Watson? Seeing how he was in some hot water with the exploitation of female or women as well.
Well,
I mean, went away. It's
right.
Kind of gone away. And if Deshaun Watson goes away, why would he be against having Deshaun Watson? That, to me, I think the fans are a little smarter than that and can see that that's kind of hypocritical.
Well, Jay, it isn't hypocritical.
I think we should get Deshaun Watson.
It's not hypocritical, and I'll tell you why. Because the infraction that Mr. Kraft or Robert Kraft was involved in was a consensual business transaction, okay? Quite frankly, I know that it went away in the courts, and they didn't have the evidence. And the whole thing is kind of a blur to me.
Yes.
But he did not force the young lady to perform an act on him. He paid her.
Or 22 young ladies.
Or 22 young ladies.
Right.
At least.
I mean,
at least.
I know people snarkily want to compare the two, and I think... you know what I actually think it is? Is Patriots fans want Deshaun Watson,
yes,
the player.
To justify
so they're
it.
Trying to justify it, right. Talk themselves in. How can you make it happen? Whatever. And I understand that. He's a phenomenal quarterback. If we can forget what's happened in the last few months, you go back to, wait a minute, a mid-20s quarterback who is an MVP candidate and I'm going to have for the next 15 years is now available, Super Bowls. Like, the dream is there on the field.
Right. Do a Ditka. Give him the whole draft.
But he's toxic. He's toxic.
He's toxic.
And... you know, I supported him early on. I thought maybe this was too convenient. Maybe this was...
a money grab.
What did I call it? The show on Showtime? That this was a
Ray Donovan
situation?
It was a Ray Donovan situation, yeah.
Yeah, I can't really back that up anymore.
No.
The reality is, if you think these two things are the same, then you're not paying attention.
Exactly. Deshaun Watson's guilty as far as I'm concerned. I mean, he's just guilty, and I don't want him. And I don't think the Patriots do either. Scott, you're up on WEEI.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Actually, good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry. Gary, it's good to hear you on the radio again, man. I always enjoy you.
Thanks, Scott.
You said something a bit ago, which is like the never-ending ping-pong. Was it Bill or was it Tom? And I think to some extent we all appreciate they needed each other.
Yes.
But, you know, nobody wins without good players, and Bill doesn't win without Tom. But what you're not saying is that Tom wouldn't even be on the roster if it wasn't for Bill drafting him and Bill navigating Tom's, you know, as he took over for Bledsoe. He knew when to do it. He knew how to do it. And Tom Brady wouldn't be Tom Brady without Bill Belichick.
Well, that's a good point, Scott.
Scott with the call of the day.
Well, no, I mean, and Scott's right. And thank you for the phone call. But
okay, you don't have to keep talking.
Here's the difference, though, or this is my argument with him is, they got lucky with the sixth-round pick. Rabine worked them out. It was a sixth-round pick. I mean, who would they pick in the sixth round this time around? I mean, William Sherman, offensive tackle out of Colorado. I mean, does anybody think he's going to make the team? Does anybody know?
How the hell would I know?
Exactly.
If Michael Onwenu can be good, then he can be good.
Well, okay. But when they drafted Tom Brady, everybody said the same thing. But this is why Belichick's the greatest coach. He recognized what he had in the player.
Right, and developed him.
And developed him. Right.
But Tom Brady in 2001 was not capable, ready, equipped to throw 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns, all that, right? He developed that talent. He molded
does.
That
I
guy.
I understand that.
Okay, that makes him a great coach.
He's a great coach.
Okay, and Brady's a great player. We're done here.
But no, we're not, because that's not a good argument.
It's
we can't
not one either.
We don't want to do that.
They said I have to.
You need the player. It starts with the player. It just does. So, like, that's the thing.
But did the player need the coach?
There could have been another coach. I think it's easier to find another coach. Now, if Tom Brady played for Pittsburgh.
Really?
If Tom Brady.
You think coaches are easier to find than Hall of Fame quarterbacks? Because I think Hall of Fame quarterbacks have become more common.
I think a Hall of Fame coach is probably. Yeah, I think a Hall of Fame coach is easier to find than a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Somebody of Bill's caliber coach you think is easier
to
find?
Well, I didn't say Bill's caliber coach. It's somebody who would. If Tom Brady played for Pittsburgh,
yes.
He would have won 4 Super Bowls, right?
I don't know that.
I do. I'm telling you.
Maybe Mike Tomlin sticks with Drew Bledsoe.
Nah, I don't know.
Maybe he doesn't have the balls to make the decision.
You're right. But if Brady the player, if Brady's playing the same amount of time and gets the same opportunity. I understand that.
Okay.
But if he has the same opportunity with other teams, he wins, I say, 4 Super Bowls. If he goes to the Ravens, he wins 4 Super Bowls. Goes to the Steelers, I think he wins 4 Super Bowls. If Bill drafts another quarterback, I don't know if you can say that.
Okay,
That's my point.
You also put him on Pittsburgh.
On a good team.
But that's my point.
Good team.
Does Bill get a good quarterback? What if Bill had Drew Brees? Does he win multiple Super Bowls?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're both great. They both needed each other to reach the true greatness.
It starts with the player. You need the player.
You also need the coach.
No, you need the player.
If Tom Brady in 2001 was on Adam Gase's New England Patriots in 2001, where would his career have gone?
I think he would have been, they probably wouldn't have gone to the Super Bowl, but he would have been the starting quarterback in 2002. And then when they fired Adam Gase and brought in Bill Belichick, then they would have gone to the Super Bowl in 2003.
Maybe. Or he never gets a chance. He bounces around the league for two years and he's out of
football. Well, no, I do think that Brady would have gotten a chance somewhere and would have made his name. I do believe that.
Maybe.
No, I do believe that. I mean,
I know you believe maybe, that, but everything's a maybe.
Everything's a maybe.
But you said definitively that Tom created Bill.
I do, yes. If you got to pick one, I'm going with the player every time. In general, I believe that. Russell created Auerbach. Jordan created Jackson.
I like
Brady
Scott.
Created.
They both needed each other. We know.
I mean, of course.
Bill Russell wouldn't have been as great without Auerbach. Auerbach wouldn't have been as great without Russell. Right, I mean, same.
Auerbach traded him. Traded EZ and McCauley for the guy.
Yeah.
You know, so yes. But I mean, when you have the argument, you have to start with the player. And, I mean, that's just it. I think that, and I think with Mac Jones, they got the right player. I do agree with Dan Orlovsky. I think they got the best pick in the draft because it's the perfect fit for them. I don't think you could sit there and you could say, you could say that Trey Lance has better upside.
Sure.
Sure. Okay, but that doesn't mean
he's better physical skills.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's a better pick. You have to look at the situation.
Yeah, I think Orlovsky was more right at the end of his statement when he said this was a great landing spot for Mac Jones.
Right.
That, I think, is more accurate.
Right.
Not to say he's the best pick in the draft. You could argue the best pick in the draft is like Kyle Pitts. Some people believe he's the most talented player, right?
You know what? That's
you got
fair.
The best
yes.
player in the draft
yes.
at number 4.
Yeah.
And you're adding him to an offense that has a quarterback, that has receivers he could fit in right away.
I will agree with that you got the most sure thing.
I win again.
Pitts is the, see, Andy, some of us in life don't need to keep score.
Isn't life all about the score?
Oh God, no. Oh no, it's about the game, dude. It's about the journey, my friend. Kyle Pitts is the most sure thing. Agreed.
Okay.
But
he was the best pick in the draft because the most sure thing went 4.
Yeah, I would say that's true.
I love convincing you.
Because you know I'm open minded, Andy.
I'm not.
I'm comfortable. Yeah, well, I know that. I'm comfortable in my own skin. But of the 5 quarterbacks, I thought it was the best pick, the best situation. All right,
sure.
Let's go, Paul. All right, Paul. You're up with Tangway and Hart on WEEI. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Thanks.
Let me start with Mac. You know what? It's the system, perfect system for him. Belichick loves smarts. Okay? Now, as far as taking players from around the NFL with baggage, let me sound like Uncle Bartholomew. Are you telling me that Roberto got his knees glazed in Jupiter and Deshaun Watson doesn't have a chance to come here?
I'm totally lost. I am lost.
I am too, but we're back on the Watson-Kraft comparison, and there's no comparison in my mind.
Is that what we're talking about? Yeah, Paul. I mean, yeah, I agree. Thanks, Paul. One was consensual and an alleged business transaction, whether the money changed hands, I don't know, whatever. But and the other's not. I mean, the thing with Deshaun Watson is all the accusations and the pattern of behavior is just too damn creepy.
He's a serial creep.
He's a serial
I don't know if he broke laws.
Creep.
I don't know exactly what he did. But can we all agree there's a serial creep here?
Yes.
Like, he had a weirdness to him.
Yes.
Because we've heard from all the athletes, oh, when you find the right massage therapist, you stick with her or him because
right. we've done,
it's
we've,
hard. Like, that whole thing.
Right, we've been down that road.
So he's weird. Like, there's a weirdness to that. I don't know that anything Robert did. Actually, I do know. You can't compare the two. I'm going to say it flat out, and it's not because I worked for Robert Kraft forever.
No, it's not the same thing, Andy.
Like, I just, it is what it is.
All right, 6 months.
And I think people, A, want to talk themselves into it for what we said earlier because they want Watson.
They want to justify it.
But I also think they think they're being edgy. I'm going to call in and say, oh, okay. You guys don't have the balls to talk about. No, it's not the same thing.
Does Watson survive?
Survive.
Does
yes,
he get another job in the NFL?
Yes. Everybody does. People go to prison, they kill people. You know, Leonard Little kills somebody drunk driving, plays in the league again. Michael Vick kills dogs, goes to prison, plays in the league again. Deshaun Watson.
Does he play for Houston again?
No. Negative Ghost Rider. Plays with, if the Raiders don't get Aaron Rodgers, he plays for the Raiders down the road.
It's a good fit for him.
Yeah.
That's a good fit for him.
Nailed it! Pat on the back from old Grandpa Tangway.
Andy Hart is on a roll, folks. 617-779-7937. Mac Jones is in the house. When does he play? We're going to do that coming up at the top of the hour. Next, Andy and I are going to talk about the NFL draft, and I got to work in my Celtic rant somewhere.
We're right back to it. Tangway and Hart on EEI.
There you go. Come on. Welcome to the 2021 NFL draft. Come on. Come on, Cleveland. I didn't come out of my basement for nothing. Let's go.
You know, I'm not necessarily a Goodell guy.
Who is?
But I love...
Other than the 32 owners who keep just making a boatload of money, who's a Goodell guy?
Well, right.
Maybe okay. His wife, the lady from Fox.
She used to work in Portland, Maine, by the way. So I was like, wow, hey,
another
she's
thing
to work in Portland,
I thought
Maine.
You were going to say different.
But
P-O-R, I thought the next letter was going to be different.
We'll let
she
you
used to work in Portland.
Portland. There's
Portland.
No N. Portland, Maine. Yes. No, I think that he handles the draft perfectly. I think he relishes in getting booed. I think this is the best thing he does. I think he's great at it.
He's a game show host.
That's really all Roger Goodell is.
I didn't come out of my basement for nothing. Let's go.
He's a game show host. He's not a lawyer. He's not as smart as Paul Tagliabue. He's not like Pete Rozelle.
Well, he is a lawyer, right?
No, he's not.
Oh, I thought he was.
No.
What's he, a PR guy?
He was a media relations guy for the Jets.
I don't think that's right, is it?
No, he is not a lawyer. He has just a 4-year degree like you and me from some college I've never heard of. He is not a lawyer.
Where'd you go to college?
He is a great university man in Orlando. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Overall, though, I.
So, what'd you think of the whole draft production?
Sucked. I just did not enjoy any of it.
Why?
I thought the chair thing was stupid. First of all, the beginning, it couldn't have. It was interminable. The what was it? Lords of Leon or Kings of Leon
right.
or whatever.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
Music, and it was like, I'm looking at it 8:10, 8:15, 8:20. Can we start the damn draft here?
Well, my problem is when you start to be hip. That's when you lose.
But it wasn't hip. I don't think.
No,
based on my social media, no one liked it.
But they're trying to be. So don't try too hard. Don't try too hard.
Like, everybody's interested in your draft. You have a really interesting draft. You have
There's
the best
no
draft.
Doubt.
You're the NFL. You're the king of content. Everything.
And you
don't
gotta,
screw it up. Don't
you,
like.
And you get a crowd coming back.
Like, if I order a filet mignon and you cover it with all this crap and put and like pile it up and try to get cute. Nah, I kind of just wanted the steak.
Right.
I wanted a really good steak.
Right.
Give me the damn steak.
And I think generally they do a very, very good job.
I thought they overthought this.
And they probably did because they were excited about coming back from the pandemic. Even when he did it in his basement, I thought it was great.
Did what in his basement?
Oh, the draft. Last year when they did the draft from his basement because that's all they could do.
I liked that last year. I thought it was kind of cool last year. Now, again, it was a one-off thing where we're comparing... You know, what people have in their house, what people have in their office. Ooh, look like, what's behind that guy
right.
when he's on Zoom? And
right.
Like, that was a fun little thing, but that was a 1 year only.
I think the NFL draft has become such a rock concert. It's awesome.
Would you go to it?
Oh, yeah.
I would have no interest.
Oh, I would. I would go. Sure. I would love to have backstage access to see how the whole thing goes down.
Oh, I would like to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, would you grab your son, go have some beers, hang out in the pit area in front of the stage?
Yeah.
No interest.
Yeah.
Zero.
No, I would. And I'm not a concert guy. I would do it once for the draft.
I would be more likely to do the Patriots draft party. Like, if I'm a Patriots fan, I'll go down to Gillette, you know, if they have a real draft party and Bill Belichick comes out and Robert Kraft comes out. You get a little behind the scenes. Maybe Josh McDaniels comes out after the pick and says, here how we think Matt can help us.
Yeah,
I don't want to go be with a bunch of, like, you're with every team's fans.
See, I think
weird.
The,
I don't know. No
I
interest.
Think what the NFL does very well is I think the way they handle the entertainment and the way they package their product. I mean, they screw a lot of things up. Don't get me wrong. But the way they package their entertainment and then they present it, I always think they hit a home run. And I didn't think it took anything away that some of the guys weren't there.
No, I didn't
I think
either.
It was actually cool to go to somebody's house.
I still like that aspect of it. A lot of nice houses out there.
Well, you know, some agents are helping those guys out.
Well, they really
time.
Are. You're looking at some with, like, LED lighting up in, like, the crown molding, and you're like, damn, these people are doing okay for themselves.
Well, I mean, Zach Wilson, I mean.
Well, but he comes from money.
I know. Which is why he's going to fail.
No, but don't we hear a lot about the poor college athlete who can barely pay the rent? And I assume, well, if he can barely pay the rent, then he comes from a family.
Yeah.
And every one of these.
We don't even know if that's their house. They could be at their agent's house.
They could be.
You
or know. They could rent one, just stage one, Airbnb.
Stage
I want to be on TV, and I don't want them to see the crap hole that I live in.
All right, Jason, let's get him off the line. Jason, you're up on WEEI Tangway and Hart.
Hey, thanks for taking my call this, guys, this morning. Yeah, I was just talking to the old man, and we're speculating and making assumptions about why Bill and the Pats haven't taken any undrafted free agents. But it's just speculation. You know, we get our ideas. I'm really interested to hear your take on that.
I don't think they have room.
Well, they don't have a ton of room. We knew this was going to be a
Thank
small,
you,
non-traditional, yeah. undrafted class. It's a weird year because some of the guys you take as undrafted guys, I know Bill has done it in the past, it's We talked about second round picks. It's even that times 10. There's a medical issue. There's an off field issue.
Right.
Like, you don't want to invest in the guy. Like, well, remember J.C. Jackson had, he went, there was like an armed robbery where he was like the getaway car driver.
Well, Malcolm Butler should have been a top two pick. I mean, Malcolm Butler should have been a second or third round pick, but he had problems.
And he also was from a small school.
Well, there's a reason
there
why.
There was less of that this year.
Well, but there's a reason why he went to the small school.
No, but forget. Forget that. But those small school guys
right.
were harder to find this year.
Well, also.
There were less pro days. There was less combine.
Oh,
there
that's
was less
true.
Workouts.
That's
there
true.
Was less
yes.
meetings.
Yes.
So you may
less
have heard of Malcolm.
Access.
Like Malcolm Butler, you heard of him. Yeah, he went to Alabama's pro day because he's from West Alabama, and he ran a pretty good time. We should bring him in and meet with him and get to know more about this player. That didn't happen this year. Like, there was less in. I saw, I think Sean Payton, I was reading. The Saints didn't draft anybody with any type of medical issue. Because they just couldn't get any information this year. They weren't going to take the chance. So they were only drafting guys that were clean medically. But other teams are signing undrafted players. I do also think what you said. They have a boatload of players on there. I think they have four spots left or something like that.
Look, they sold out at free agency, as they should have.
I was going to say, you say it with a negative tone.
No, when I say they sold out,
they
I don't
needed
mean
to.
I needed to. When I shouldn't say they sold out. I don't mean it like, I mean, they went all in.
They did what they had to do.
Of course, Andy. I'm not being negative.
But you say it with a negative tone, a hot take, Gary Tangway, deep voice tone.
You just take it that way.
And a lot of other people do.
I mean, no, Spaz, was I being negative? I don't think I was being negative. Spaz, was I being negative?
You're always negative.
You're a pain in the ass.
That's exactly
my
point.
You're a pain
That's why
ass.
Some guy said, Gary, go home. I don't believe that. Because
Well, I can't
because
we have one more hour.
And as much as it pains me to say this, I need you here. I need a second person to help me, bounce things off
Don't you
of,
know
react.
That? No. I'm the first person.
You're
not. The second person.
I know you think that, but you're
okay.
not.
Do you want Mac Jones to start? Because I do. We're getting into that. That's all. Oh, by the way, just before,
you just
check out our Twitter.
Yourself.
Did you see the picture of Brady at the Kentucky Derby?
Yes.
Did you guys see it?
Yes.
Yeah, he looks like such a fool.
He looks like an evil guy.
Wait a minute.
He looks
but
like
a fool among fools. Everybody there looks like a fool. They dress like dinks.
See, I would.
No, some people look good.
Very few. They all
very
are
few.
The stupid hats. You know the one guy who actually looked and sounded better than I've ever seen him? Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if you guys watched the video. He
Pretty
did like
funny.
A legit video, like a 5-minute interview on horse racing. Never mentioned the Packers or trades or anything. I thought it was the most likable he's ever been. He sounded like a guy like, it's pretty cool here. I like to put a little money on it and just have fun.
Do you see him on Pat McAfee's show? Because he's good in those segments,
yes,
I think.
Because I think he's a colossal dink.
Oh, I do too.
I don't.
Estranged from his own family?
I don't want Aaron Rodgers anywhere near this place. But you take a look at Brady's picture at the Derby, and it's up on Twitter. Ryan Hannibal had it. I'd retweeted it out there.
You know what else I love about the picture? I don't know which one you're specifically
I'm talking about
referencing.
This one where he looks like an evil billionaire in a movie.
Yeah, I like that. But I also like there was an earlier picture with Dan Copen.
Oh, Copen's with him?
Yeah.
Oh, he's good to his boys.
No, and that's what I mean.
Yeah,
that's one thing
boys.
I appreciate for Brady.
Right.
He's not like looking for the next star around. No, I mean, I think he does some of that with his Tony Robbins star bleeper.
Oh, he's a star bleeper.
But he brings Dan Copen with him to bleep stars. Right. I like that. I can appreciate that. He sticks with his boys.
That's right. Group sex with Dan Copen, Tom Brady, and Tony Robbins. How about that? We'll be back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.